and director and that sort of thing?
Well, she not only in the interview she did with us accused him of harassment, but my favorite, the most memorable thing she said, talking about shooting the birds. Yeah, look what Jay's doing, Rich. See what he's doing? He's doing the birds.
No, not that kind of bird, Jay.
And there's a scene, and when you see the movie, you probably have had this thought. She is willingly walking up the stairs to the attic in the house, knowing there's thousands of birds in it ready to attack her.
What did he tell her?
She said, she questioned him, said, why am I walking up to what I know is going to be a bad situation? And Hitchcock's reply was, because I told you so. I got to work on my Hitchcock. Sorry about that. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings is a place you should include when you're shopping for furniture. And the question you might have is,
why?
Because they have 60,000 square feet of selections at Kaiser. That's why. They have room for everything, every type and style. And it's just a big functional warehouse. Not a place loaded with fancy trappings and neon and all that stuff. It's just a very functional warehouse. So you're not paying overhead, you know, ridiculous overhead on whatever you purchase. Right now, through the end of the month, everything is still marked 50% off the top ticket price. Half off at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, and that includes everything. If you'd like a great sneak preview of their inventory, visit them online at shopkaiser.com. I bought a number of pieces from them, and I've been thrilled with each and every one. And Stella, remember the last time I needed a recliner? And I said I need something that's big enough for one butt and one dog. That swivels and reclines and has a footrest. When I got to the store, she had 10 of them lined up to test seat and had picked out absolutely the perfect one. And now she's added Leslie Woolfolk to the staff, and she's a decorator. So if you're looking to theme up a room or a house, you've got help there too, and it's free. You only pay 8.25% sales tax there as opposed to 10%. And you can get a Synchrony luxury account at 0% if you spend more than $1,000 and qualify on credit terms at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and shopkaiser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
It's 703.
New accident this morning, Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. Minor accident there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. Getting a little more busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are light to moderate and building, but no major problems in travel. Milbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery, keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally. Since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas. Investigators are learning more about the moments leading up to the catastrophic crash that brought down Baltimore's Key Bridge. The bodies of two of the six missing construction workers on the bridge when it gave way have been recovered from the Pisco River. Four people are dead, five others injured by a man who went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. A 22-year-old suspect is in custody. While President Biden attends a big-money fundraiser today in New York, former President Trump will attend the wake of fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller. He was fatally shot during a traffic stop earlier this week. The federal government plans to provide a $1.5 billion loan to restart a nuclear power plant in southwest Michigan. On Wall Street, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down 7 points. S&P futures off 2 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
My eggs is costing me all my hard-earned money. Yeah, all my eggs is too expensive. And that's why I don't have any eggs to eat. An egg will cost an arm and leg. Won't be making quiches soon. No omelets or Benedicts. No breakfast burritos too. I will not pay for deviled eggs. No more egg salad for me. Casseroles and huevos rancheros costing all of my money. Oh, my eggs is too expensive. They've gotten so costly. Yeah, all my eggs is too expensive. And that's why I don't have any eggs to eat.
710, soon to be the convenience time of 711 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was in a store, stopped at a store, so I thought I'd take a look at the Easter items they have for sale, and I was stunned at how much they're charging. Like, not only are Cadbury eggs, for example, smaller, they used to be, they used to at least cross the palm of your hand. Now, they're not much bigger than Milk Duds, and they're $1.50.
Yeah.
I kind of feel for parents with multiple kids trying to put together a basket this year. By the way, that George Strait parody, which is one of my all-time favorites. Donnie Turner is a big fan of that parody. Thought I'd pass that along.
I like it.
I like our sponsors who not only support us, but listen to the show as well. And since we just played a country-sounding song, a study of the National Library of Medicine revealed that city residents are 20% more likely to develop an anxiety disorder than those who live in rural areas.
Well, that makes sense.
40% more likely to develop a mood disorder. Cities are overstimulating. Well, it's not just that, but you're on edge in certain parts of your city.
Sure.
Because you're worried about crime and stuff.
Stress, even traffic and stuff. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
And people who got their driver's license in a lottery. By the way, speaking of lotteries, somebody in New Jersey won that $1.3 billion. We have stopped getting involved in those, haven't we?
It's got to reach apparently a certain amount for us to care.
Yeah, do you think our legislature...
billion doesn't cut it anymore.
I'm sorry.
Now, we got that gaming bill with a lottery built into it. Do you think they're going to get around to passing that?
No.
Do you think we'll ever have a lottery here?
No.
Well, hey, is it still alive?
I think it is.
That bill?
But so is Joe Biden. That doesn't mean anything. Pardon me. It is now 7:12.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Timing is everything, and the timing on this particular stretch of really nice days coinciding with the Easter weekend is just amazing. Nice day today. Plenty of sunshine, high 71, mostly clear. A little chilly tonight, low 41. Partly cloudy on Good Friday, with a high temperature up to about 74. Upper 70s, perfect Saturday, 83 Easter Sunday, sunny, beautiful weekend. Mid-80s Monday, still nice, still dry. Showers returning on Tuesday. By the way, I promised you the beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City. Upper 60s on Friday, with low to mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday. So it's really a great beach forecast. Gulf water temperature is a little cool, only for the brave. Getting a couple of beers. 65 right now in the water. It's 7:13.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
This is Bob from accounting. I can't come in today. I've got a cold and a stomach ache. Hard to walk 'cause I just hurt my leg, but I hope to be back tomorrow. If I'm no longer in pain, I probably won't answer my phone while I'm at the game. While I'm in bed sleeping.
Opening day.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Cubs opening day?
I went to one actual opening day game, and it was as our former president. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Big White Sox fan calls it Kaminsky Park.
Sounds like you're warming up to say War Eagle every time you do that.
But I bet it was cold on opening day, right?
I'm just trying to capture the pomposity of an Obama.
The pomposity.
I make words up.
That's a good one to keep.
My magazine column that I just finished last night is called Influenza.
Hey.
New pandemic.
3-4 days before deadline? That's pretty good.
I know. Last month I turned it in 2 weeks early, and Jim Watson, my publisher, had a heart attack. Wait a minute. What, did I just, was I coming out of a coma here? Right? This is way too early.
Something coming up for you.
But the next one is all about influencers. With the stunning revelation that, guess what? We've all been influencers.
Damn.
And you need a little bit more than a TikTok account to be one. It's not angry. It's just making some logical points. It's 7:16. Who do we have on the phone?
We have Don.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Hey, Greg. How you doing? Have you watched on Netflix the greatest show, Greatest Night in Pop?
Oh, the We Are the World thing?
I have seen it.
You made the statement that it didn't help a single soul, and I disagree with that.
Go right ahead.
$80 million for starvation in Africa.
Right.
And helped thousands of people. 47 of the greatest musicians ever got together and produced it.
And the logistics.
I know they raised a ton of money, but I'm very skeptical about how that money was distributed and what it went to. And I have not seen anything over the
years. Wasn't one of those benefits, and maybe it was Live Aid instead of We Are the World, but one of those benefits that one of the people involved, not a major name artist, Geldof. Bob Geldof. Wasn't there some kind of controversy about some money he took from that? But I don't know that he was involved in We Are the World, though.
No, he was not.
All the musicians did it for free on the night of the American Music Awards.
Right.
No, it's a very cool documentary because you see a lot of stars that are still with us, but in their very, in the formative years of their careers. I'm not knocking what they were trying to do. I just am skeptical that money that was raised went directly to the benefit of people.
Well, they give the different impression that it helped millions of people.
I hope it did. And I hope I'm really, really wrong on that. And I do not regret or resent your challenging me on this one bit. Let's hope that's the case.
Okay, bud.
Thank you, man.
The logistics of that night was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. You want to hear this is a horrible story, but I got to tell it. After Hurricane Andrew, there were dozens of different relief efforts ongoing. Gloria Estefan did a free concert at the Dolphin Stadium that raised tons of money.
I remember that.
Everybody contributed their service. You know what the radio people down there did?
What?
Everybody that was any kind of a name from all the stations, they got together in a studio and they sang We Are the World.
Yeah.
And made a video out of it and sold it.
Huh.
I heard it did not move too many copies.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed for them. I watched it and I thought,
by the way,
what are people thinking?
The hero of Hurricane Andrew,
Brian Norcross.
I'm going to see Brian Monday.
They asked him about that, that video, if you think of it.
I will.
Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year the earth stood still. That means 1969. Dick McAdam decided to plant a 300,000 square foot warehouse right there on the boulevard, because he knew the city was moving and growing towards the east and it would be in the center of things, and that plan worked out magnificently for him and consumers here in the River Region, because at Georgia Floors Direct, you have the greatest and broadest selection of flooring of any place in the southeastern United States. All types of flooring, hundreds and hundreds of rolls of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants, luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, you name it, they got it. And when you buy from them, they have their installers ready to do that work too. So every bit of the transaction involves Georgia Floors Direct. The human template for great customer service, Jeff Balanson has put together the group I call the Merry Band of Floriers, who will give you a first-rate shopping experience, whether it's Dustin or Jonathan or Mr. Q or anybody that works there. They're all very terrific folks. Oh, and by the way, marble kitchen countertops and window blinds as well now available at Georgia Floors Direct. They, too, at a wholesale price with professional installation. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for over half a century now. We have your local news and then part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question, and we'll have the Food Outlet specials coming up too.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water
Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama has scheduled an execution date for a man convicted of the murder of a couple during a robbery. Governor Kay Ivey set May 30th for the execution of Jamie Mills by lethal injection. Mills was convicted of capital murder in 2004 for the slaying of Vera and Floyd Hill in Marion County. Alabama lawmakers have introduced a bill to potentially broaden Alpha insurance coverage to include health care. Senate Bill 232 would allow Alpha, which specializes in automobile insurance, to offer health benefits to its members. The bill is scheduled to come up for a vote in the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee next week. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered or have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is that your tongue?
Well, watch it, pervert!
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 28th, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Lady Gaga. The future superstar's talent was evident right from the very beginning. Lady Gaga, a star is born this way.
And now, let's go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and Gaga for
random facts.
I haven't heard cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in a long time.
Yeah, I thought I'd go for the nostalgia angle on that one.
Yeah, I still want an Eskimo pie.
On a stick.
On a stick, yeah, please. None of that handheld stuff. I need it on a stick. Did you know this? Harry Belafonte, he negotiated a pay-or-play contract in 1959. Smart move on him, because when network executives said, look, we can have black folks on TV and we can have white folks on TV, but we just can't have them on there together. You got to choose.
Wow.
Belafonte said, nah, I won't do it, but you still got to pay me. Like, fine, I'll back away, but you still got to pay me. Did you know the first Japanese person to be sent to space was a fellow by the name of Toyohiro Akiyama?
Okay.
Known as the space anti-hero, Akiyama was not a trained astronaut, a scientist, or even an engineer. He's just a regular human being. He spent his time in space craving cigarettes.
Well, I would, if they wouldn't let me bring him on board.
I was going to say, how did they get this guy? But it was Japanese. And so more than likely, it was like, you're going. No volunteer necessary. It was just, we pick you. You're the one going. And that's just what you have to do. Otherwise, do you want to live? Okay. You might die on this trip, but you'll die here if you refuse. So, did you know? This is a weird one. Capybara. You ever seen a capybara? They're cute little animals.
Capybara. I know that I've heard the term. I can't recall.
Is that one word?
Yes, it is. Capybara. Capy and then bara. Capybara. But yeah, they're cute little peaceful looking animals, and they're just like they just fun looking. Here's a bad random fact about them. They are eaten during Lent in Venezuela because apparently the Vatican considers them fish.
Well,
that's a weird Vatican. I gotta ask you a question. How you look at that animal and say, well, that's a fish?
No, you know, I've been going through no meat Fridays, but I'll pass on the capybara. Give me shrimp, please.
I mean, if you've seen a capybara, they don't look like fish. They don't hang out in the water like fish. They can swim.
Yeah, the Vatican has designated shrimp savage beasts. So,
well, they're bottom feeders, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're Democrats.
Well, let me tell you, I love shrimp. I really love shrimp.
How do you cook a capybara?
I don't know how you cook a capybara. I don't want to know how you cook a capybara because I would never look at a capybara and think, I want to eat that. I'd look at that and be like, I want to pet it. I want to give it a home. I want to play with it.
Yeah, I have a friend who is allergic to, I think the shrimp has to be out of the Gulf, farm-raised shrimp.
Yeah.
They have because they're still shellfish, right?
Yeah.
Shellfish allergies are very common. Very common.
Yeah.
She likes shrimp, but it has to be from one or the other. I forget.
I could eat shrimp like I eat oysters, man. Just, it's just keep bringing them out. All you can eat shrimp. Did you know? In the National Film Registry, only the special editions of the original Star Wars trilogy were given to the National Film Registry. The Library of Congress, however, wanted the originals, not the special editions. We want your original film that aired in theaters in 77 and whatnot. We want those. But George Lucas hates those versions for whatever reason. I get he's the director, but that's how you release them. You should stick them that way. In fact, he had delayed in handing the registry the first Star Wars film, A New Hope, until the special edition was made because he wanted to make those changes. I sort of get that, but once that film is released, that's the one that's there. You didn't make the special editions until, over a decade later? At least?
Yeah.
I'm always weird about that whole special edition stuff with the Star Wars. Sticking with Star Wars, did you know when Disney bought Lucasfilm, they canceled an upcoming animated Star Wars series which starred, among other people, Weird Al Yankovic? They had already made 39 episodes of the show.
39.
Two seasons worth, and it never aired.
It was
an animated show.
Animated Star Wars.
Yeah, and Weird Al had a voice part in it, but
one of the topics we have coming up in the afternoon is movies that you've walked out of because they were just so bad you couldn't endure the thing.
And rare.
We were watching it on home video, but we just stopped with the Weird Al story because it was just so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. What's something else?
I was going to say,
when's this thing going to get good? We've been watching it for an hour.
There's plenty of films that I've been watching at home where I will just turn it off and be like, nah, I'm not going to finish that.
Sure.
But actually walk out of a theater, I think I've only done it once. And I can't remember it. Now, I've fallen asleep.
Crocodile Dundee 3 was the one I walked out of.
Oh, my gosh.
I can understand that.
After one.
Yeah.
I was
done. That got very old very fast.
I mean, one was fine.
I can also remember films that I saw as a kid that my parents obviously reluctantly took me to. because they had no interest in it. But as a kid, you know,
right.
And as an only child, it gets his way. Spoiled. They would take me there. And I look back on those films, and I wish my parents were still around so I could somehow make it up to them and say, I'm so sorry. Let's go watch this great film together. I'm so sorry you took me to that. Oh, God, I feel bad about it. Did you know the Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon was killed after being struck by an arrow that was poisoned with some kind of sap?
Did it happen in St. Augustine?
I don't have a location of where it happened, but a present-day Spanish name is Manzanilla de la Muerte. It's called the Little Apple of Death. Mm. This refers to the fact that the tree that that sap came from is one of the most toxic trees in the world. It is called a manchineal
sounds right.
Tree, I think, is how that's pronounced. Anyway, coming up on Random Facts, I'm going to tell you who Angus MacCaskill is. He's Scottish, for one, but Angus MacCaskill. We'll tell you what his claim to fame is. We will also give you a random fact about Quebec in Canada. Something that happened in the Texas legislature in 1971. We'll tell you what that was. I don't know what that is. The Degu? The Common Degu. D-E-G-U. I'll have to look that up and tell you what that is. I think maybe some kind of animal, maybe. And we have a random fact about traded goods and their transportation. Recently you saw that ship that ran into the bridge. That is one way of transporting goods.
All kinds of angles coming out on that, man.
A lot of cameras, yeah. A lot of different views of that happening and everything.
And so, the conspiracy theories are just running amok.
Oh, good Lord. The fact that they were able to, within 2 minutes, get people clear of that bridge and off of that bridge to stop traffic.
It's a miracle.
The
it's
audio that we
unreal
that we played yesterday.
Was that the Mayday call?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that made you feel, at least we know we have some people in public service.
Fantastic.
That know what they're doing, saw the situation before it happened.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the loss of life was limited.
Yeah.
Even much worse.
Anyway, that's all coming up on Random Facts.
You were just talking about sappy trees.
Yeah.
And so I got to get a word in for Tree Masters because we've had them do a ton of work the last couple of weeks at our house, including taking down two trees that were dead, one that was half. And yesterday I saw Bobby Clark, and he came by the house with a crew because we had our pool surrounded by bushes that were cut down last year right down to a flat stump. I couldn't believe how many of these things there were, and you just can't yank them out of the ground. Their root systems are deep. So they showed up with this machine, and this, I love watching this kind of stuff. This machine, this stump grinder, I think it's called, went into action and had those things out of the ground and chopped up. I couldn't believe it. In a matter of minutes. Tree Masters does whatever you need in terms of major landscaping, tree removal, tree trimming. They did that for us, too. Tree topping.
I met Tony Clark and Caleb yesterday.
Todd and the team, they are just fantastic. Stump removal, too. I may start handing out flyers to some of my arrowhead neighbors who had taken trees down but still have a stump in the ground. I don't know what you do with that. Can't turn it into a coffee table. And these are really, really skilled people with the right equipment to get the job done right. It's not something you really ought to consider doing yourself because a lot of people get hurt doing this kind of work. So if you want an estimate on work you need done at your place, call 676-3638, 676-3638. Please tell Todd Clark and the team at Tree Masters. You heard about them here, and you can also look them up online at treemastersal.com. We have a call from James.
Hello?
Hey, yes? James.
Mr. Budell, how are you this morning?
I am pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm all right, I suppose. A movie that I walked out on, and this has been several years ago, that would have been Top Secret.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I attended this movie with my sister.
I mean, that's a lot. That's going way back. I mean, you went to the theater and saw that?
Oh, yeah.
That's going back a ways, man.
And as they... Are you trying to tell me there weren't any walk-in theaters back that far?
No. I'm just saying that film, it was released in the
I've seen worse.
Wasn't that a Zucker film? Wasn't that one of the Zucker guys?
Yeah, that was from the airplane.
Yeah.
Didn't make it past the cow trying to walk out across the field there. We looked at each other, looked at the screen one more time. Got up. I don't recall saying a word. We just got up and walked down to a different theater and watched that movie.
I remember the giant telephone in the foreground. and it really was giant.
I don't recall anything other than the cow. Let me ask you a question. It seems like maybe we're disappointed that we may or may not have a lottery. And the issue with a lottery is, where's the money going to go, and what problems are we actually solving?
And Florida goes to education.
Well, that's what they tell us. But it's just like this.
Well, it does in Georgia too. And guess what? If you are a Georgia resident, you could attend a Georgia college tuition free.
James, I don't doubt you for a moment that even if that gets done, that there ain't going to be some kind of corruption going on with it.
Correct.
I don't doubt it at all.
It's just like what you said earlier with the We Are the World concert and wondering where all that money went to and being skeptical about that.
Yeah.
Well, if you take those two things and add them together, you'll be where I'm sitting in this cane bottom chair. are you following me?
Yeah.
No, on one hand, you're for the lottery because you think it's going to be a panacea, but on the other hand, you're skeptical, you don't know where the money went. And so what I'm saying, if you'll take those two things and, you know, like I said, add them together.
I see your point, but the proof in Georgia is that if you are a citizen there, you can attend a Georgia school tuition-free. That's from the lottery. I got to run. We're getting late in the hour here. Thank you for the call. Wow, 7:37 already. And let's find out what's happening on the roads and come back for part two of Random Facts, followed by the pop quiz.
Well, traffic is light to moderate all over the area this morning. We had an accident earlier, Bell Road and Atlanta Highway. It turns out there are some injuries at that accident, and they are still working the scene. Please use caution if you're there. Everywhere else around the area is building. We've got a lot of cars headed into Montgomery, but no other major problems. Keep it here for updates. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Perks, Outlet, Michaels, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place and Travel, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's gotta be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral, and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook. at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 28th, something on a stick day. A day to enjoy foods like popsicles, corn dogs, and kebabs. Whatever you eat today, make sure it's on a stick. I just wish I had known that before I made this oatmeal. I'm going to starve to death trying to eat this with a toothpick.
And now,
you know, it'd be great served on sticks.
Sticks?
Yeah, sticks.
Random.
Sticks on sticks.
Wow, that was complicated.
It was.
Wow. Very well executed. I think you're going to get a good report from Steve.
I hope so. Because that's what I live for now.
Steve came by and picked up his prize yesterday.
Yeah?
That dude is Johnny on the spot. Oh, God. Yeah, I'll tell you something during the break that he told me.
That sounds interesting.
He probably knows what it is. I know he's listening right now. Anyway, did you know a Scottish-Canadian man named Angus MacAskill is thought to be the tallest true giant? And not abnormal height due to a pathological condition. In history, he's the tallest true giant in history. He stood 7 feet 9 inches tall.
Wow.
He had an 80-inch chest, which was also a record.
You can't go to Kohl's and find any clothing for...
No, that's a big one. 44-inch shoulders.
Wow.
And he weighed 510 pounds.
Wow.
Is that soaking wet or with clothes?
You know, that's when you lose 10 pounds, nobody cares. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up a picture of old Angus MacAskill. Wow, he is a tall boy. But you wouldn't, he doesn't seem like he's 510 pounds.
Because he's so large in proportion.
Yeah. There's pictures of here where I can't tell who they've used as far as the, let me see if I can bring this up. As far as they've used a scale, I can't tell if they use somebody small. Is this going to, it's not going to get any bigger, I'm sorry. Like, that's an artist rendering, but I can't tell you much about that.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're using almost like a baby for scale, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Anything next to it, baby's going to look gigantic. Anyway. Did you know Quebec generates a third of all of Canada's electricity?
Québécois.
Yeah, and 99% of it comes from renewable resources.
Now that's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but that's...
One of the things we'll talk about with our resident energy expert, David Blackman, who's been in that business for 40 years...
Oh, yeah.
...is the renewable energy source called solar panels. You see this hailstorm they had? 4,000 acres of solar panels destroyed in one hailstorm.
Right.
Okay. And they all contain toxic fluids, which are seeping into the water supply.
That's right, because when you dispose of solar panels, you have to dispose of them in a certain way, right?
Yeah, they're totally environmentally unfriendly.
Yeah.
As are the windmills, too.
Mm-hmm. True.
Did you know? Here's another thing you can talk to... David Blackman about. In 1971, the Texas legislature unanimously passed a resolution honoring Albert DeSalvo. I don't know if you know that name.
From the Boston Strangler.
That's exactly who that is. Self-confessed Boston Strangler. They passed a resolution honoring him for work in population control. After their vote, Representative Tom Moore Jr. admitted it was an April Fool's joke.
Oh.
To prove that they passed legislation with absolutely no research.
Man.
See if you, see, you bring that up next time you talk to him. Just see if he was around or remembers that going on. Because 1971, I have no idea about
that. I'm
writing
it down now. Be on with us from 4 to 5 today.
It was nothing I was ever involved with. But yeah. Tom Moore Jr. said, look, that was April Fool's joke, which we're coming up on April Fool's. Oh, I was going to look this up. The common Common Degu. Oh, it's a rodent. Okay, good. Did you know the common Degu, which is a rodent, as I just looked up, can use tools? By the way, the little guy, he looks just like a mouse. This is what the Degu looks like. Just like a little mouse. Little baby mouse.
Disgusting little rodent.
Little tiny little mousy. Anyway, they can use tools, and they will spontaneously stack objects in order of decreasing size. It's the first animal to be recorded displaying these types of behaviors outside of apes and crows, birds that do the really smart ones.
Yeah, they're smart. There's crows that hang out in my daughter's neighborhood, and I watch them early in the morning doing their thing. They're interesting.
No, they're very, very smart animals. And so, yeah. And finally, did you know 90% of traded goods, that's almost all of them, are transported via ocean shipping? That just international shipping, I guess, and it's done by ocean rather than by air. But as you can see on that ship that crashed.
How many cargo containers?
All of the cargo containers on that thing.
Wow.
Which, by the way, I think they said 56 of those cargo containers had hazardous materials in them.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, coming up, a chance to get a $20 head start at Food Outlet with our pop quiz question. And Food Outlet's pricing structure is cost plus 10%, which works for me because I do the reconnaissance pricing at other stores when I'm in one just to make sure that what I'm telling you is fact. You'll save money on everything. And then every week they have specials, which you really should take advantage of. Right now, USDA fresh ground beef, and it's packed at Food Outlet in what I call these plasticine torpedoes, 10 pounds, so it'd be around $28.80. And the encasing for the ground beef is really solid. So all you got to do is throw a little wrapping over the end and freeze it. So you can enjoy ground beef over several meals at a very, very good price. St. Louis-style pork ribs are $2.50 a pound. Coke products in the 12-pack fridge packs are $4.99 each. Duncan Hines cake mixes are only $1.35. And moving over to the baking department, you'll find white lily flour, excellent, all-purpose or self-rising. A 5-pound bag is just $3.73. And bananas, 50 cents a pound. That's a pretty incredible price. Nilla wafers, $3.50 for the family size box. All Kraft salad dressings are $2.89, and the 24-pack of Dasani water is $3.60. And the new Bluebell flavor, gooey butter yellow cake, is among all the Bluebell flavors available at just $4.92 for a real half gallon, with three locations to find these incredible prices. 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Early in Random Facts, we talked about this Star Wars animated show that Disney had and never aired it. They did like two seasons, 39 episodes worth, never even aired it. It had the voice talent of who? A famous musician. Who?
272-9228, though it was nobody from The Who.
No.
272-9228.
Why?
There was nobody from The Why either.
But it was a guy whose movie you walked out on.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
We stopped watching.
Yeah. Zoe from The Who, Why, or What?
Yeah.
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. We're standing by for your call right now.
Well,
traffic is light to moderate all over the area this morning. We had an accident earlier, Bell Road and Atlanta Highway. It turns out there are some injuries at that accident, and they are still working the scene. Please use caution if you're there. Everywhere else around the area is building. We've got a lot of cars headed into Montgomery, but no other major problems. Keep it here for updates. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Perks, Outlet, Michaels, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place and Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I am despondent.
I know.
Because we did that random fact about half an hour ago, what?
Yeah, he's eligible to win, by the way.
All right. So, J-Tom, it's yours to win, buddy.
Hey.
Hey. What's your name?
Hey, I don't know if I got the right answer. Is it Harry Belafonte?
No. That was our first random fact, though.
Sorry, but you are in the grand prize drawing. Let's go to John.
Who's this?
Hey, John, who was that artist that was on that animated Star Wars series that never aired?
That would be Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic is correct.
You win the $20 Food Outlet gift card, and he's here. Back up, Steve.
Hey. Good morning. Your intros gave me the urge for Cocoa Puffs, but I didn't know you were a member of Styx at one time.
Very few people know that about me.
Yeah. Oh, I'll wait for that sounder. Doggone it, no sounder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget something?
Styx!
There we go. Once again, always perfectly timed, right in line. So can't do any better.
I've been on a roll lately, I must admit. And as soon as I say that, watch tomorrow, I'll butcher it.
Now,
and be humiliated.
Now, Steve, this is this goes back a while in random facts. I don't know if you were picking up on all of this, but this is eaten in Lent in Venezuela because the Vatican considers them fish. What's the name of this creature?
It's a creature. I think it's called a kookaburra.
Close enough. Capybara.
Capybara, yeah.
Yeah, the right number of syllables.
Capybara.
We'll take it.
Jay was saying something about the nature of it. It's not a fish. It's an animal.
I can't. They've done that, though. They rule things that are fish when it's like, okay. They just consider it that so that you can eat it during Lent, I guess.
Wish they'd declare filet mignon.
I'm like Jay. Just give me a platter full of shrimp and just keep it coming.
Yeah, God,
love it.
There's a shrimp festival down at...
In Orange... Well, Orange Beach has got one.
Gulf Shores, right?
Gulf Shores, yeah.
Yeah.
Gulf Shores got a really good one, by the way.
Oh, here's a picture of Obama with P. Diddy.
I need to check that. I've never been to one of the... I've been to the Peanut Festival.
Yeah.
But I've never been to the Shrimp Festival.
Oh, it... it's really one of the best.
Thank you for the call, Steve. We appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good day. I'll take care.
All righty.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
It's a phenomenal forecast, and this is the middle of tornado season, and boy, oh boy, we are living right. Nice day today, plenty of sunshine, high around 71, mostly clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 41, partly cloudy tomorrow. Is Good Friday. It's a great forecast with a high temperature up to about 74. Upper 70s on Saturday. A nearly perfect Saturday with 83 on Easter Sunday. One of the best Easters we've had in quite a long time. Sunshine, beautiful weekend. Mid-80s on Monday. Showers returning Tuesday. Right now, this morning, we heard from the airport about an hour ago. North winds at 10 miles per hour. It's mostly clear in 49 at 754.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
And now here's Jay.
Thank you very much. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers. Here in Montgomery, they are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only because there is only one person working there. It is Troop Booth, who owns and operates and works the place. Like, when you call them and talk to them, you're talking to Troop. You're not talking to anybody else. Doesn't have employees. It's just him. 260-0066 is the number. And he will answer. And if he doesn't, he's the one that's going to call you back. If you send a text, he's the one that's going to get it. And when he responds, that's who you're going to be talking to. The definitive, that's the buck stops here person. That is who's going to make those decisions. He doesn't have to take time and talk to corporate or anything like that. Doesn't it's nothing like that. He can make those decisions on the spot, and those decisions are final because it's him. So call him and talk to him about some jewelry that you may want to sell or some of the jewelry that he has that you may want to buy. If you've got gold or coins or bullion or anything like that, Troop's looking to buy it from you, especially the gold. It's been rather high recently, and he is paying top dollar for that around here. In fact, he's offering even more if you decide to take that gold and use it for trade-in credit for something there at the store. It doesn't matter, by the way, if that gold is broken or even if it's just dirty or anything like that. He's looking to talk to you about it, so you need to get in touch with him. And if you've got some heirloom pieces, if you've got jewelry that you may not be sure on the price of, or you may be sure of the price and you're looking to sell, Troop's looking to buy as well. So he's really looking into buying usable estate jewelry. They're located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive. You can see their inventory on Facebook, Instagram, and at their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Don't forget their number, 260-0066.
All right, we are a couple of minutes shy of the 7 o'clock hour. This is the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse could cost insurers several billions of dollars in claims. People are still missing after a collision with a Singapore-flagged container ship destroyed the landmark bridge Tuesday. U.S. automakers General Motors and Ford will reroute affected shipments in the U.S. because of the accident, and other companies are doing the same. U.S. banks could see a modest hit to their earnings due to the $30 billion settlement to limit credit and debit card fees for merchants by payments networks Visa and MasterCard. The settlement is one of the largest in U.S. history. Runaway prices at U.S. fast food restaurants have made people cut back. Roughly a quarter of low-income consumers, defined as those making less than $50,000 a year, said they were eating less fast food, and about half said they were making fewer trips to fast food casual and full-service dining establishments. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611.